being older than the rest of you, I'm asked to advise you from time to time as the need arises. It's the beginning of the advisor's part in the FFA opening ceremonies. This man will recite the part for the final time as national advisor. He says it's about much more than words spoken to a huge audience. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. In May of 1984, Larry Case became national FFA advisor. He may not have realized the daunting task that lay ahead.
I found out when I started that Thane McCormick, the acting advisor, had signed a $100,000 note to meet payroll for the FFA staff.
It was the middle of the farm crisis, and FFA was hurting too.
Membership continued to go down, 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 down. We really were going out of business. That was my conclusion, that we were flat going out of business.
Case, along with many in ag education, began to take a look at what was being taught in the classroom.
What we had to do was to figure out how to attract a different kind of student. And finally, our enrollment started going up, up, up. Now, in the same time, we were changing the symbolism.
Ag education programs began to focus on the total industry of agriculture, including science, marketing, and emerging technologies. Membership bottomed out in the late 1980s, then began a slow climb. This year, FFA will announce an all-time record membership, breaking the old record set in the late 1970s. As Case closes his final convention, he says he's honored for the role he could share and the part he gets to play in the event.
In the past, I did not think that national advisors did the part justice. And so I've done my best to stand before the group to say that part with enthusiasm and meaning, because it is meaningful to me to be able to say that part.
Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.